for ULP monitoring.
KO4ULP, KO4JQH.
ULP, is my audio any better?
Oh, it's loud, very loud here.
Because I'm have the mic further away than I did on the other repeater, and talking my normal voice, so yeah, I guess it was just probably me not hitting the repeater quite strong enough.
I'm on that other side, but I mean, you're really loud here.
And I'm running, yeah, I said running off of only 5 watts on this radio here, so I can even hit this repeater with my handheld. And I'm, surprisingly, I'm like 21 miles away from it.
46 miles away from it, and I've hit it on 5 watts with a walkie before.
So the elevation that it's at, I guess it, you know, doesn't take much to hit it.
Okay, Alexander, I enjoyed it, buddy. You have yourself a good evening. Maybe I'll catch you on here again a little bit later on. So, KO4ULP, KO4JQX, I say 73 to you, buddy. I'm going to go back up to the Mount Mitchell repair.
Arno 3, have a good rest of your evening. This is KO4ULP, and I'll be clear but listening.
4KUS.
ULP, how are you today?
4 Kilo Uniform Sierra. I'm just trying out a new radio. I'm not sure where this repeater is. I'm showing 146.010. Do you happen to know?
Our new radio is working great, and this is the Caesar's Head repeater, and the repeater's call sign is W4NYK.
Oh, that's great. I've actually been there up that neck of the woods. Didn't know they had a repeater there. Good deal. Thanks for helping me out. K4KUS. Bye-bye.
37, good rest of your evening. This is KO4ULP, and I'll be clear but listening.
The new radio, I didn't get your call. KO4JQH, you still got a copy?
Yes, sir.
It's over-modulating just a tad on you.
Oh, good to know. Yeah, I think it's a mic gain type thing. Good, yeah, I'm just new to this thing. It's a 991A Yaesu, and I don't know, maybe I'm okay. I'm just going to back off from the mic a little bit. How's that sound?
That helped. Did you say it's a 991A?
That's a firm.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking on now myself. There's a switch on the back of the mic on the handheld, and I don't have mine in front of me because I've got a desk mic on mine. I got one of the M1As hooked to mine. But try flipping that switch to the opposite position.
Okay, this is position 1 or A or whatever it is. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Okay, is that what you was on or is it
switched? Prefer.
Wind time. Try it again.
First position 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Okay, switch it.
This is position number 2, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Which do you prefer?
Leave it on 2.
Okay, I'll do it. I appreciate your help now. I'm back close to the mouth again. Does it sound okay?
Well, it may be an inch or so to see what it sounds like.
Okay, I'm going to take that mic gain because I'm trying to keep my mic technique the same. I'm going to bring that down to about 35. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. How now?
Sounding good right there, buddy.
Man, I sure appreciate it. Yeah, I don't like this radio, but this afternoon playing with it, I couldn't believe how good it received airplanes. The airplane was tremendous. So I thought, well, maybe I'll play with it a little bit more. Maybe I'll hold on to this thing. But it does about everything.
I absolutely love mine. I've had it for nearly 2 years, and it's been a jam-up radio. If you don't mind, give me your call sign one more time so I can log you in.
Sure thing. It's Kilo 4, Kilo Uniform Sierra, K4KUS.
K4KUS, KO4JQX. Jeff on this end, what area are you in?
Yeah, Jeff, about halfway between Charlotte and Columbia, just west of I-77, a little place called Chester, just south of Rock Hill.
Know exactly where Chester's at. Been there, through there several times. I'm about 15 miles south of Greenville, South Carolina. So, you're hitting the repeater good. Do you ever go up on the Mount Mitchell repeater?
Oh, every now and then. I think they got some chopper tonight, too, because that's just working a net down near Charleston. So, pretty decent antenna here. It's a Diamond 510, phase vertical, up about 80 feet or so. But still, that was I think we got a little chopper going tonight.
Touch of white noise in the background with you, but nothing substantial. Radio sounds good.
Okay, I think the XYL's calling me to dinner. Don't want to be late for that. Good ride with you, Jeff. All the best from Chester, K4, KUS.
K4, KUS, KL4, JQX, 73, brother. Enjoy the QSO. Have a good evening. Catch you later.
QLP, Marjorie.
KO4NUE, KO4NUE, KI4DOS.
QTQ, welcome to Blue Ridge City Internet. Your name controller tonight is WG4MC. My name is Matt, and my location is Western Greenville County. In the interest of promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly to the W4NUE echo link note 545072. In the event of emergency, this net will be activated. Local Amateur Radio Society. All amateur's license operator with frequency and virus check in. Is there any formal traffic announcements for bulletins for the net? Please call WG4MC or net control. Now again, the row. I want to remind everyone this is the direct net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, please check in proper alphabetical group. Give your call sign phonetically as always appreciated. Name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the Ratchy portion. Before we start with our check in, let's start with the pre check in function of the repeater, starting with KA3JCA, Richard in Stensville, and his wife Sally, KA4JCA, CKA4ACL, and he brings along K3DOV, the Upstate Amateur Radio Club in Stensville. And then we've got KM4JWP, that's Brian in Rutherford, W4SCM, Fred, KM4IEI, K4XMR, Bell Prosperity. And then we have Mr. Andrew in Stensville, W2AMD. Then we got KO4ZEWB in Stensville, KM4BLH, Kurt Greenville, KI4LZI, Andy up there in Table Rock. Appreciate you stopping by, Andy. Hope you're doing well. And then we got KJ4UHF, Jack in Greenville, KW4TS, Jim in Pelzer, N4ASW, Tony in Asheville, K4ROW, Richard Greenville, KI4MRA, Fred in Germany, KC4WL in Anderson, KM4HTP, Ms. Wendy in Sensaville, W2MJB, Mark in Sensaville, KA5WLL, Reway in Taylors. Appreciate everybody using the free check-in of the function. To our friends on EchoLink Station, and I just received a text from N1JBA. That's James in Pelzer. He'll be native and native. Appreciate you stopping by, James. Hope you're doing well. All right, we'll start with our friends on EchoLink. EchoLink stations only for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. You're invited to check in with WG4MC.
WG4MC. Good evening, Matt. And Annette, please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also, K3JOY. That's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're on EchoLink tonight. We'll just be in and out. Good evening to you, Matt, and all on the net.
WG4MC, please check in. Kilo, November 4. Romeo, Juliet, November. John, Brown, Summit. No comment, no traffic. Mark me in and out.
Please, Blue Ridge Team Internet would like to welcome KI4DOS, Mr. Gary, and his wife Joy, K3JOI. They're checking in via Echo Link, normal weather QTHZ. We appreciate you talking by, Gary. Please tell Joy I said hello and hope you are doing well. Then we got KM4RJN, Mr. John Brown Summit. Appreciate you stopping by, John. Additional Echo Link stations only for the Blue Ridge Jimmy Internet. You're invited to check in with WG4MC.
Good evening, Net Control. I guess I didn't get in there. This is KE0UUX. I'll be short time this evening. 73 is on the net. And I am mobile in Waynesville. Back to Net Control.
From KE0UUX Ray, that's Joe in Waynesville. Be careful out there on the mobile. Joe, hope you're doing well. All right, we've exhausted our Echo Link station, so now we'll go to the RF portion. Tonight being Thursday night, we start with the Quebec Through Tango Group, Q3T for the Blue Ridge Jimmy Internet. If you'd like to check in, please call WG4MC or Net Control.
Net Control, please check in Kilo Delta 4, Sierra Romeo Romeo Robert, at his usual location here at the splitting of the interstates in Clinton. I will be negative and negative. 73s and thanks for running the net.
Check in Kilo Tango India Quebec, KJ4TIQ, for Beasley, I'll be in and out.
D4MC. Again, KO4QLD, that's Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima, Golf, Chris, and Liberty, and I will be negative and negative.
Control, I'd like to welcome KD4SRR Robert in Clinton. Appreciate you stopping by, Robert. Hope you're doing well. So we got KJ4TIQ. That was Bill, I believe, in Ely. Appreciate you stopping by. Then we got KO4QLG. That's Chris in Liberty. Appreciate you stopping by, Chris. Additional stations, Quebec Through Tango, Q3T for the Blue Ridge Jimmy Internet. You're invited to check in with WG4MC. For the Blue Ridge Jimmy Internet. Looks like we got another Echo Link station, so Echo Link stations only for the Blue Ridge Jimmy Internet. If you'd like to check in, please call WG4MC.
WG4MC. Good evening, sir. Please check in. KI4KPX. My name is Jerry. My location is Gray Court, South Carolina. Just check me in and out tonight. Thank you for calling the net for us. 73's to all on the net.
Welcome, KI4KCX. That's Jerry in Gray Court. Appreciate stopping by, Jerry. Hope you're doing well. All right, we'll slide down the next alphabetical route, which will be Uniform Through Zulu, U through Z for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. If you'd like to check in, please call WG4MC or Net Control.
4MC. Please check in. November 4, Zulu, Lima, Kilo, and 4ZLK. I'm Shane up here in Cleveland, South Carolina. No traffic, no table.
4MC. Please check in. Victor, Kilo, November, K4VKN. This is Alan in Piedmont, and we'll be negative and negative. Good evening, everybody on the net.
4MC with the Blue Ridge Team Internet. I'd like to welcome N4ZLK, Mr. Shane in Cleveland. Appreciate you stopping by, Shane. Then we got Alan in Piedmont, K4VKN. Appreciate you stopping by, Alan. Hope you're doing well. Additional station, Uniform Through Zulu, U through Z for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. You're invited to check in with WG4MC. We have another Echo Link station, so Echo Link stations only for the Blue Ridge Jimmy Internet. Please call WG4MC.
This is WD8RON, Whiskey Delta 8, Romeo Oscar November. Ed, traveling, no comments, no traffic. Over.
Welcome, WD8RON. That's Mr. Ed, traveling and checking in with you, Echo Link. Appreciate stopping by, Ed. Hope you're doing well and safe travels back to the QTH. All right, we'll fly down the next alphabetical route, which will take us to the top of the alphabet, Alpha through Delta. He's through D for the Blue Ridge 2 Internet. Please call WG4MC.
WG4MC. Matt, please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo, Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont, and we'll all be negative and negative.
WG4MC. Good evening, Matt. Thanks for calling the net tonight. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
4MC. Please check in Kilo November 4, Charlie Hotel Yankee, KN4CHY, Keith and Seneca, negative and negative.
4MC. Please check in November 4, Delta Juliet Charlie, N4DJC, Jerry and Anderson, negative and negative.
MC. Please check in Kilo Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee Quebec, KB2 BYQ, Dave and Easley. I'll be negative and negative tonight. 73s to everybody on the net.
From seeing the Blue Ridge 2 Internet, would like to welcome KK4DMW, that's Rick, and his wife Lorena. KK4ONO and their daughter Michelle, KM4MOQ. Rick, please tell Lorena, Michelle, we said hello. Hope you are doing well in Piedmont. And we've got W4DJW, Dave and Greer. Appreciate stopping by, Dave. And we got KN4CHY, that's Keith and Seneca. Appreciate stopping by, Keith. Then we got M4DJC, Jerry and Anderson. KB2BYQ, Dave and Easley. Appreciate stopping by, Dave. Additional stations, Alpha through Delta, 8 through D for the Blue Ridge 2 Internet. If you'd like to check in, please call WG4MC. From seeing the Blue Ridge 2 Internet, we'll slide down the next alphabetical route, which is Echo through Hotel, E through H for the Blue Ridge 2 Internet. If you'd like to check in, please call WG4MC.
Patrick, KO4HKX. I will be in Penrose, and I will be in and out tonight. Thank you for calling the net.
Please check in WB4, Fox, Echo, Echo, Dan, over at Northern Simpsonville. And Matt, is the last two letters of your call Nancy Charlie or Mike Charlie? Over.
Welcome, KO4HK X-Ray, that's Patrick Penrose, appreciate stopping by, Patrick. And we got WB4FEE, that's Dan in Sinsville, and it's Mike Charlie Dan, appreciate stopping by, hope you're doing well. All right, additional stations, Echo through Hotel, E through H for the Blue Ridge 2 Internet, you're invited to check in with WG4MC.
Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, KC4EZN, Harry and Candler, North Carolina. And I'll be negative negative tonight. Thanks, Matt.
Gene. Appreciate you stopping by, and you're in Taylor's. All right, we'll fly down the next alphabetical route, which is India 3 Lima, I through L for the Blue Ridge 2 Internet. You're invited to check in with WG4MC.
4MC. Foxtrot Oscar, and I'm James, and I'm up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. And I'll be negative and negative and saying 73s for each one of you.
Please check in Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo, W4IOE, see it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Thank you for calling the net for us tonight, Matt, and hope you and the family are well. No traffic, no comment.
Good evening, Matt. Please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4. Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out, if you would, please. Everyone have a good night. 7-3.
I'm on Mate Magic 4, MC. Please check in. Kilo, Oscar 4, Juliet, Kilo, Victor. KO4, JKV. This is Duncan in Asheville. Just mark me in and out. Thanks for holding the net.
KK4, JUFO, that's James up there in Tuxedo. W4, IOE, Sid and Fletcher. KK4, JBQ, Mr. Larry, and his wife Donna. KC4, MFK. They make their home in Greer. And then we have Duncan in Nashville. KO4, JKV. Appreciate you stopping by, Duncan. Hope you're doing well. Additional stations, India through Lima, I through L for the Blue Ridge Community Net. You're invited to check in with WG4MC.
WG4MC. Good evening, Matt, and everybody on the net. This is Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo, KO4NUE. My name is Chad. My location is Campobello, South Carolina. Please also check in my wife, Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo Yankee Papa, KO4RYP. Her name is Anna. Location is also Campobello. Thank you for calling the net tonight, Matt. You're doing a wonderful job. We'll be in and out tonight, sir.
KO4NUE, that's Mr. Chad. And he brings on his wife, Anna, KO4RYP, there in Campobello. Chad, please tell Anna we said hello. Hope you all are doing well. We'll slide down the next alphabetical group, which is Mike Serapopa, M through P from the Blue Ridge Team Internet. If you'd like to check in, please call WG4MC or Net Control.
Please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, November Hotel, KO4NNH. My name is Fred. I'm in the mobile tonight in Piedmont. Be negative tonight. But if you don't mind, can I get a single report, please?
This is 2M2. This is Matt. Please check in. 2M2, Austin, India, Matt. Ralph and Emma, all the negatives and negatives.
KO4NNH, that in Piedmont. Appreciate you stopping by, Fred. Hope you're doing well. And then we got K4OIM, Mr. Walt Edmund. Good to hear you this evening, Walt. Hope you're doing well. Additional stations, Mike through Papa, M through P from the Blue Ridge Team Internet. You're invited to check in with WG4MC.
NNH.
4NNH, go ahead, Chad.
If you don't mind, can I get a quick signal report? I did some changes on my radio. I just want to make sure things are running okay.
I'm getting all confused tonight. Sorry about that. Yeah, you're full quieted into the repeater. Doing a good job on the knee rig.
4NH, bad to you.
You're doing a good job, Fred. Appreciate that. Sorry about that. My eyes are a little bit fuzzy right now. I've been staring at the computer screen too long today. All right, it's WG4MC at the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. We'll open up to that video group, Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha. If you'd like to check in, please call WG4MC or Net Control.
Net Control. Please check in, NLR, November 4, nothing like radio. Name here is Jim, Juliet, India, Mike. Location, Greenville, South Carolina. Please check me in and out, man. Good evening to you and everybody on there.
MC, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Papa
X-ray Bravo, Lloyd in Simpsonville. I'll be in and out.
N4 NLR, that's Jim in Greenville. Appreciate stopping by, Jim. Then we got KO4 TXB, that's Lloyd in Simpsonville. Appreciate stopping by. Additional stations, Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha. If you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge Team Internet, please call WG4MC or Net Control. The phone for us to net with a thanks to everyone checking in all stations wishing to secure may do so. We don't have anybody signed up for Raji, so we'll give another call for check-ins, Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha. Or if anybody would like to do some Raji, please call WG4MC or Net Control. Calls usually means we have everybody this evening for the Blue Ridge Team Internet, so stand by and I'll send the net report. Christina, succeeding the Blue Ridge Team Internet with her thanks for everyone checking in. We will now return to Peter back to normal amateur. He is 7-3. Good night and good luck. WG4MC clear.
4JBQ, KO4NUE.
KO4NUE, KK4JBQ.
Well, Ann, how you doing tonight?
Oh, my. Well, I'm doing well and good. Thank you much. Been quite a day here. How's it been for you?
Just trying to figure out what exactly I did today. Tomatoes, and more tomatoes. I don't want any more tomatoes. With black jars. Don't want those either, but I got to use them. And, antenna. I managed to get a Slim Jim out with a nice little tuning stub on it I made, and I'm gonna go new club member we got go help her get installed tomorrow at lunch. So looking forward to that.
Great. Wish I had some space to grow tomatoes. I do enjoy them, and Donald likes cooking with them. But a lot of space. I have done a few container gardens in the past. But, it is a great deal of work for one plant. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, I've never heard of black canning jars. Now, that's new on me, and I just don't know what they'd be used for. If you couldn't see the contents, what they'd be good for. You want to help me out there?
The idea is to keep the sunlight or UV out of your canned vegetables. I think that's what the deal is. But Gary and I have had quite a discussion about this for the past week. And let me try to put this into perspective. So, have you ever seen somebody smile with a black tooth or a missing tooth? That's everything appears to be normal to you. It is just kind of like, and then there's that, the black jar. And you got all these pretty tomatoes that you worked so hard over the year to, you know, plow and plant and hoe and pick and, you know, it just kind of defeats the purpose. I think I'll write ball manufacturing to people who make the jars and give them a little dissertation on what it feels like to have a black canning jar.
A million wives did all the hoeing.
Well, I guess. I suppose that if you were concerned about UV, you could just keep it in the dark. Now, if you want to display it, you know, then I guess you sacrifice some quality in the contents. But otherwise, I remember my mother kept her jars in a pantry we had in the basement. Dad fixed it up really, really nice for her. Shelving and all that. but he grew too much, and she canned as much as he grew. So it got away from her before they both passed. That basement was top to bottom, strewn all over the floor, as much canning of what Dad grew. I don't know what my sister ever did with it. KK4JBQ.
There's three things we kind of enjoy with the tomatoes every year. One is the first tomato. The second is after you get them canned, you know, they go through the hot water bath. And they got a little metal lid on top of them. And when they cool off, they pop and make this tinging sound when the vacuum is complete, you know. So we always enjoy, we usually, you know, do tomatoes in the afternoon. So I don't know, around 8, 9 o'clock at night, you can hear the cans in there, the jars in there going ding, 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 all during the night, you know. So we'll just turn around grinning at one another every time we hear one go dink. And then the third is, you know, being able to show them off. You know, we'll leave them on the island there for a week or so just so we can look at them. And then, you know, people, somebody comes over to visit, you know, it's a good conversation piece. But, like I said, I bought some of those black jars. They look good in the package. But Dad came in the other day. He said, "What is that?" And I said, "It's a new, you know, those are tomatoes." And he just kind of picked the jar up and looked at it, and he went, "Oh." He didn't say anything else. He just left. So he knows it ain't right, too.
You were saying that, I could just see it, and I had him saying, "Son, what did you plant?" You told him it was tomatoes, and he asked, "Well, what did you plant?" Oh, gracious. Yeah, I don't know. I'd liked every way but my mama made tomatoes. I mean, we would have bushels and bushels and bushels and bushels. And of course, because there's more production on a bean plant, we had a lot more beans. My dad grew, oh my goodness, so many beans that we'd be breaking them. And there'd be those string beans, you know, that you gotta break the tip off and pull the string on both sides, and then pop, 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 pop. My mother was so good at that. But we would break up. We'd have this little party. My brother, my sister, my mama, and me, where we'd all have a bushel each to work through, and she'd can them all. I mean to tell you, she was incredible. And we would eat as much as we could possibly eat through the winter and have plenty left over. She built up a stockpile. Basement was full of canned goods. I don't know. She never dated them. She never organized them. She put them down where they fit, you know, any old place. And it did got out of hand, you know, because you wouldn't know when the thing was canned, and it got a little dangerous, I suppose. I reckon you all don't have much left over at the end of the, come springtime.
This works is when we, you know, get all the big tomatoes put up and the size starts dropping a little bit, you know, we'll, you know, try to tomato pie, or, you know, try to put the tomato in anything we can put it in. And then, you know, right before first frost, there's always some green ones that just didn't make it. But we I normally take those and quarter them, put them in a jar with half vinegar, half water, hot peppers, garlic and onion, and just, you know, pickle green tomatoes, that kind of thing. But, you know, I'm ready. I'm ready for them to quit, but they just keep coming.
Of course, they do just keep coming until frost. Yeah. Oh, my dad was just, he was so crazy about his garden. I think we moved into this house because of the property. He had over an acre of place where he'd garden. Now, he'd only garden about half of it, and then he'd let for a couple of years, maybe as long as three, but then he'd let, however long it'd been, he'd let the other half lay fallow, you know, and this was good. This was good for the soil, and then he would cover that all in all. Gosh, he covered it in horse manure, he covered in tobacco stalks, he covered in straw, and whenever he got back to that half, he would till it under. He had some of the richest dirt. I mean, to tell you, it was just, it would grow anything, and lots of it. He took pride in it, and I thank you for giving me an opportunity to remember him that way. KK4JBQ.
KO4NUE. So, I'm going to send you a picture of the black jar, what it looks like beside, you know, a regular tomato jar. But grab your phone, because I want you to look at it with me so you can see what I'm talking about. I just sent you the picture. Nat, not a lot going on here, I guess. I'm still trying to get these refrigerator trim done on them. I got this weird looking grating that goes around it from the other refrigerators, and I'm trying to utilize it. I think the trim kit for these things is about $1,200, and I'm just not going to pay it for a piece of trim. I'm just going to take what we had and cut it, weld it, machine it, whatever I got to do to make it fit. But it's just, some of that stuff's just hard to deal with, you know.
Well, I'm not worked with much metal. I mean, the metal that I've worked is just, you know, nothing. I did some welding in high school in a shop class. Did real good with it. But, nothing like what you've done. and not the same, you know, variety of materials, I'd say. Yeah. Well, nothing has arrived on the phone yet. Have you sent this thing yet?
Yeah, I sent it. Trust me, you'll know it when you see it. I'll check and see if I got the right number. I'm pretty sure I did. But it's horrible looking. What's up with the last week we was talking about, 2 weeks ago actually, you had a kitten that crawled up in the frame of the car. Is she still around?
Thank you for asking. I have not seen her. It was just that one time, and I only saw her very briefly. She was very young. I think I described her as a calico with a white background. You can have them with darker backgrounds, maybe. But this was a real pretty cat. Quite young. And they will from time to time surface in the neighborhood. So no, I haven't seen her since.
Okay. Well, I sent the picture to the right number, so I don't must be delayed or something. But at any rate, well, listen, I'm just gonna jump in here for a few minutes and I hadn't got a chance to talk with you that much today. I've just been so busy. But tomorrow's a busy day too. I'm kind of excited. Because tomorrow afternoon, so I joined the American Legion Post number 250 there in Tryon. Oh, I don't know, sometime back. And I'm going to go. They have bingo every Friday night. I don't think I've ever played bingo. I don't even know. I'm not sure how to play it, really. But I'm going to go tomorrow night, and I'm going to give it a shot and see. And see how it goes. I guess that means I'm officially getting old now. Because Friday night bingo is, you know, I got a feeling this is going to be a routine. And they got hot dogs. They make them there. What do you think?
Just sorry that I don't qualify to join you. But you'll know the good bingo players when you see people with multiple cards and they're playing all of them at the same time. If you are new at this, work with one card and get your strategy down with one card. And then graduate onto 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, however many you can keep juggled at the same time. Those folks are, human beings, more than any other animal, are great at trying to outdo themselves, you know. So I just wish I could see it. And you enjoy yourself and eat a hot dog for me. I just love a good one. I mean, a really good hot dog. You can get some prepared some places. I like those ones with that are sitting on the hot tubes. I guess they got live steam going through hot tubes, and the hot dog itself rolls on that. You know what I'm talking about?
Sure. They put them on display, so when you stop at a gas station and you don't have to go in and get something, you see that greasy weenie rolling on that roller, and you think, oh, I got to have one of those while I'm here. It's a gimmick, I guess. But, Friday nights, I was told they open the American Legion up to the public, and the ladies' auxiliary comes in. They make hot dogs, chicken salad sandwiches. I've been told that chicken salad sandwiches are really good. And bingo. So I'm on a close friend of mine's been working on the bingo machine. It's been broke for a while. And I had to special order some kind of circuitry for it because it don't light up sometimes it does, but they got it fixed. So everybody's all excited because bingo machine's fixed, and I'm gonna go check it out. I'll give you a report and let you know if I want anything.
That'd be great. I'd be real interested to hear about it. And anyway, you have yourself a real good night. I'm glad you had a busy day. They are something to remember, maybe. And some days, well, you're not old yet. Someday you will be, and the days get away. They just get away, and pretty soon you know, the season has gone by. Not just a week or a month, but a season has gone by. And you start wondering, now, where did that go? How did that get away? I don't know what it is about time and getting older. I just don't know. But you just make up your mind tomorrow morning that you're going to have a really good day. And look for advantages. Look for every advantage you can to make it a good day. Everything else is going great for you. I mean, you got that, you know, how do you put it? And you're answering the most wonderful woman in the world as your wife. I mean, that's a real good start. And then, you know, a business that's going gangbusters, and, you know, all the rest of friends, just running over the top of friends. So it's a beautiful life. Enjoy it. And get yourself some rest. You're going to need it. KK4JBQ.
Let me tell you before I go. So I told Gary yesterday, well, I was talking with Gary. Dad ran over, you know, Dad just got out of the hospital again and been kind of moping around for a couple of days. Well, day before yesterday, drove a truck up in the yard and just ran slap over rabbit pen. I mean, just messed it up. It's just a mangled up mess. And it got hung up underneath the truck. And I could see where some of the wires been pulled on, so evidently he had to pull it out from underneath the truck. Well, he just, you know, left in the yard. And then when he sees me, he says, how did you manage to mess up the rabbit cage? And I just, you know, called me on the phone and razzed me about it. And I said, yeah, okay, whatever. And I knew instantly, you know, he did say, he just starts laughing. So I knew he was feeling better when he starts ribbing me like that. Well, today, he goes and gets mail every day. He takes the Kubota out the driveway and gets the mail. Well, he won't get off the Kubota. He just pulls up beside the porch and just lays on the horn until somebody comes to get the mail. It's quite aggravating, really. But anyway, so I'm, you know, hear the Kubota out there running, and him and Anna's out there laughing on the porch. So I came out and said, what are y'all laughing about? And Anna says, honey, how did you manage to run over the rabbit pen? Dad just started to come out of. He's laughing as he's driving off, just like, got you again. So he's back to normal. Everything's good to go, I guess.
Dude, yeah, you know his character, and that's, it is good to be jovial when you're feeling good, and that sends a good signal to people around you. But you guys, I mean, more than anyone, any family I've ever known, you enjoy pranking and ribbing and and stuff like that. You remember Father McKay? He in MASH.
Absolutely.
JBQ. Well, he had, they did a, there was an episode where they did a pantomime. I think that's what you call it. They go up and mimic someone's actions, their speech, you know, something about them. And the rest of the group would guess who they were talking about. And so Radar got up before the group, you know, this was after a good meal, I guess. And it's just good fun, you know. And so Radar, he puts his hand on his hip and looks up to the sky, and he says, jocularity, jocularity. Now, you know, I didn't watch every episode in order. I watched it as reruns, and in the order that the station chose to show them in, you know. And so I saw that before there was the establishment episode where Mulcahy did that. But it's just the way Radar did it. I was rolling in the floor. Jocularity. So that's a word I added to my bunch of words that I can use, but I haven't used it until now. KK4JBQ.
MASH fan. I like to watch. I've only watched the last episode one time. It's pretty sad, so I try to steer away from it. But all the other episodes are, you know, kind of funny.
I tell you, though, there's one show that Tom, N0TR, every Sunday he watches on free MeTV, I believe it is, the Black Sheep Squadron, and I can't get it. I've tried every kind of antenna I get, and I absolutely love that show, but I cannot get it, and it frustrates me to no end. Well, I figured out, well, Gary told me months ago, I was down at deer camp, and I was having trouble with the antenna down there, and he said, well, hook your 2-meter beam up to your TV, and that's the best antenna you'd ever have. So I got my adapter in today, and I got it screwed into the TV. So I'm waiting on Sunday. When Sunday gets here, I'm hoping that 2-meter beam's gonna get me the Black Sheep Squadron, because I'm ready.
It makes sense, you know, when you think about what are the frequencies they transmit on. It makes sense. And you're one of the better antenna makers that I'm aware of. So good luck to you on that. I like MASH. There's so many memorable shows. There was one where a patient came in. He'd been on the line and he was seriously wounded on December 24th, and the entire episode, they worked so hard to keep the man alive. Maybe it was that he was wounded on the 25th. Right, that was it. He was wounded on Christmas Day. And they tried to keep him alive so that the birth certificate, the death certificate, would not read that he died on Christmas Day. And so they did fairly well right up until about 6 minutes beforehand. And he passed. And without saying a word, Hawkeye got up and went to the clock in the emergency room and opened the bezel on the clock and turned the hands forward to December 26th, 1 minute past midnight. And the camera went to Margaret Hotlips, and she says, in all my career, I have never falsified a death certificate where I've been assisting in an operating room, but this is my exception. I'm going to allow myself this exception. It was very moving that they worked so hard, and it was the whole episode. Do you recall that one, KK4JBQ?
I do. And Margaret struggled with a lot of things she probably shouldn't have struggled with as far as, you know, regulations and all. But I do remember her letting that one go. But anyway, listen, Larry, I'm going to have to go. 73s, have a nice night. I hate to cut it short, but I'm on duck on out of here. I'm showing my tire a little bit. KO4NUE 73s, Larry. Tell Miss Donna we said hello. Be safe. And I'll talk at you tomorrow. Maybe. I'm clear.
That's Chad. KK4JBQ. You get some good rest tonight. Brace yourself for the wild night of bingo. Say hi to Anna for me. KK4JBQ. I'm clear.
4SJC standing by.
N4SJC, KO4JQX. Yeah, got you loud and clear, bud.
I started to think I couldn't, I just got this R-Finder. I'm a new ham, got the ticket last month.
so you got to work with me. Anyway, yeah, it's got the R Finder. I like it because I can't use code blows, don't understand them yet, but appreciate you doing that for me.
Yeah, you actually sound better on this repeater than you did on the Mount Mitchell repeater.
So let me see what happens if I sit down. Does that change anything?